speak about washing and cleaning very, very quickly, okay, this morning. Who can tell me what I might use this for? Just be honest, I might clean with this. Your teeth. Do you ever clean your teeth? Good. Okay, we clean our teeth with toothbrush and toothpaste. Right, next one, a bit harder. This one here. It says, clear skin. It's got little beads in it. Washing your body, washing your face in particular. Yeah, this one's for your face. That's really, this one's a bit easier. Can do. Soap. Alison, it is soap. What would you wash with this? Your hands. So if you've been outside in the garden, okay, Charlotte, and you've got dirty hands, muddle over them. You'd use this, wouldn't you? Great. This one here. Advanced techniques, salon therapy, hydrating. Conditioner. Conditioner. I don't expect any of you to use conditioner. Alison, you think you've got an idea? Your hair, good girl. So if your hair is really dirty, you can put some conditioner in. Look at this one here. Indian spice. This for? Any ideas? Bath moments. There's a clue. Bath moments. When would I use this? And what would I use it for? Oh, just the same people. Just one, two people. Which of your hair today, isn't it? Rebecca. Fantastic. So if you're running a bath and you want to have some bubbles in your bath to make your body really clean, okay, you run your water and put this in as well, make it really bubbly, make it smell nice, make you really clean, okay? If you've been dirty, use it to wash your body. So you can wash your hands. Teeth, face, hair, body, anything else? Oh, shampoo. We've really done a bit of conditioner, okay? So we're going to be really clean. Imagine if you use all these things. If you can tell me why I would need to use toothpaste. Why don't I want to use toothpaste? Why is it a good thing to use? Why do you think? Alison? Because it cleans your teeth. Okay. Why do you think it's important to clean your teeth? Okay, your mum says clean your teeth. But why is it important to clean your teeth? Yeah, you clean your teeth, do you? And mum, as I say, you clean your teeth before you go to bed. Anybody else? What's the important thing to see? Go, Charlotte. Absolutely, make them really nice and clean. Good, Rebecca. Okay, if you don't clean them, all the sugar on your teeth is going to make your teeth decay, okay? It's going to go after our bodies, isn't it? We wash our hands because otherwise you might get germs in your fingers, put them in your mouth. We've got to look after our bodies. That's why it's very important to brush our teeth. Wash your hands, make sure our bodies are really well looked after. Don't your teeth falling out, do you? Right, when you think about washing and being clean, there is one thing that we can't clean. I know you know what it all is. I'm going to tell you a story now. It's a true story. When I was younger, in my family, there are two boys in my family and two girls. And the boys in my family were very different to the two girls in the family. So you can work out who was who, right? They've been at a party and all the children have gone to a party and they've come home with little bags. And in their bags, what might have been in their bag they brought back from a party? Charlotte, what do you think was in this bag?
Cake.
Some cake, there was. Rebecca, Bethany?
A balloon.
A balloon, yes. Sweets. Sweets, yes. In actual fact, in this bag, they all had a curly whirly. And they all love curly whirlies. Two boys, they wanted to eat theirs up, and they ate theirs up straight away. But they knew that their sisters didn't. In actual fact, their sisters used to lock them away in little cupboards. But they both knew where the key was. So the boy, he actually sneaked into his sister's room and took the chocolate she'd hidden away. And so no one could see him. He went and hid, and they ate the chocolate up. They thought no one could see them and they ate the chocolate and they loved the chocolate. And it wasn't their chocolate, they'd taken it from his sister. And that was really mean. But their problem was, he'd eaten the chocolate up, but would his mum be able to tell he'd eaten the chocolate up? Do you think his mum could tell he'd taken his sister's chocolate? What do you think? Okay, apart from him looking strange, do you think his mum could tell he'd eaten the chocolate? Why could his mum tell? He's got it around his face. Mm-hmm. Imagine that's why he'd tell herself. So what he thought he'd do is, he'd actually wash it off because he knew lots of cleaning things. He could actually wash his face off. Yes. His mum was really, really cunning. And he knew, she'd say, where's it gone? He'd say, well, I haven't had it. Then she'd say, let me smell your breath. And ask him, yeah, to tell. So he was up to that, so he brushed his teeth. His mum would never be able to tell. And she went to bed that night. He kid. His mum did find out, okay? They always find out. You know what? Okay, Matthew's just showed us something. He can actually wash the outside of it, make himself look really clean. But taking something that wasn't his, he's made something else dirty. What's he made dirty? He's done something wrong against God. What's he made dirty? Hudson? His heart. What is like as a person? He's made his heart dirty. Washing your teeth is not going to clean your heart. Washing your face can't clean your heart, okay? Matthew might think of clean the outside, no one can tell. He's done something wrong, he's actually made his heart even dirtier. Who can actually make our heart clean? Who can make us clean? The things we do wrong. Who can actually take those things away? Come back then. God, okay? God can forgive us because of what Jesus has done for us, okay? So it's really important to remember, even though we can wash the outside, only God can clean us on the inside, alright? So the things we do wrong, we can say to Jesus, please forgive me the things that I've done wrong. Great, well done for listening really well. Put your message down. Good, thank you Matthew for your help. And I've got to say, I think for us all here today, it's very easy to think, yes, that's good for children, they'll be to think about that. But I was thinking to myself this morning, preparing to come to church, you know, what have I done to prepare for church this morning? Well, I have three quarters of an hour to prepare for coming to church. I've washed my hands, washed my face, I've had a shave. I've looked in the mirror and seen the extra long grey hair, I've pulled those out. I've had a shower. I've dried my hair, I've put some gel on my hair. Okay, probably half an hour I spent preparing myself physically, putting a shirt on, taking our own hearts, you know, do we actually prepare ourselves, you know, in our own hearts of worship? I'm asking myself, you know, even this morning, how much time have I spent preparing my own hearts? It's very easy to think of children, yes, children, you must do that, ask for forgiveness. I think we need to actually take time to think of our own hearts, you know. I might prepare my heart for worship.